Hello, my name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze. Welcome to Nitwit Podcast. I wanted to give you guys a little bit of background and about the podcast name, how we came about it, and the basic purpose of this podcast. My boyfriend has been listening to podcasts for about a year. And he told me he thought that we could do a podcast, or at least I could. And he even kind of came up with a name for it. He thought, Musings of an Avid Knitter. I was talking to one of my colleagues, trying to explain the whole podcasting concept to her, and being dyslexic, I lose words. And instead of coming out with musings, I came up with rantings of a rabid knitter. We had gone to Podcaster Con 2006, and during the introduction session on how to do podcast, they had suggested that we should keep the name short and sweet so it can easily be read on your MP3 player screen. And I thought, Nitwit. Because I am avid or rabid knitter. I've been knitting for many years, and most people don't recognize me unless I have a pair of needles in my hands. And I hope to be witty. At least my boyfriend thinks I'm witty. But I was also informed that we choose our friends based on who laughs at our jokes, and needless to say, he sometimes laughs at mine. So, welcome to Nitwit, the rantings of a rabid knitter. I thought I should introduce you to the cast of characters, and believe me, I'm not the only character living in this house. The first I should start with is my boyfriend, who, believe me, cringes whenever I call him my boyfriend. But I'm not sure what you call a man who you've lived with for a fair number of years, who you consider the love of your life, your partner, your companion, a very good friend, and who you absolutely refuse to marry. And it's nothing against him, believe me. It's all about me. I just don't believe in marriage. So I've tried calling him my partner, but that got a little confused when some people didn't know what his gender was. So let's just stick with boyfriend. Now the other main male in my life, me amour, is my bunny. He's an English Angora rabbit who goes by the name Albert Einstein. And he has such a special part of my heart. He is a sweet, loving, cuddly little bunny who likes to lay in my lap in the evening and give me a thorough bath. He's such a joy. Unfortunately, he's crippled and very sick, and I don't know how much longer he's going to live, but he's been very sick almost since the day I got him, which was over 6 years ago. So far, he seems to be holding on. As long as he eats and drinks and poops and responds to my voice and insists on getting in my lap, then I will let him continue to carry on, because what more does a bunny need? Then we have a second Angora rabbit whose name is Wolfgang Amadeus. And this is really my boyfriend's rabbit, although I'm not too sure the two of them know this. I call him Wolfie. Wolfie is an Angora mix. He looks like a French. He doesn't have all the fringes on the face. He's got a nice smooth face, so he looks much more like a bunny rabbit than Einstein does. He is an albino with pink eyes and completely white fur. His wool is not as good as Einstein's. He's got a lot more guard hairs. And he is also a bundle of energy. Whenever we let him out of his hutch, which we do, try to do almost every evening, he has to run his laps around the room, and then he settles down in attack mode. And every time anyone walks by, he jumps out and startles them. And this is his fun time. And the main person who he likes to jump out and startle, although person may be a little stretch of the word, is our kitty cat, Monster. Monster is a sweet thing, but she is extremely shy. Many people wonder as to why we would ever call such a sweet and shy kitty cat Monster. Well, the reason is because for the first few weeks that she came to live with us, she hid either under the bed or in the closet. Therefore, Monster seemed very apropos. Next, we have a group of critters who live in the backyard. And these are a combination of sheep and Great Pyrenees. I do not have a great big flock of sheep. I do only have 5. And my alpha sheep, whose name is Dorothy, Dot, I fell in love with her fleece when I saw her at the state fair. Oh, must have been about 4 or 5 years ago. She had the most gorgeous steely gray fleece. Through the years, however, she has gotten lighter and grayer, but since so have I can't really hold it against her. Dorothy, who we call Dot, had a lamb who is a Border Leicester Romney cross, whose name is Dash. Now, Dash is beautiful. She has got the loveliest fleece. It is more brown and a little bit darker than her mother's, although she is also getting grayer with age. It's also got a much nicer kink to it. But Dash is 200 pounds of attitude, and whenever I say go left, she insists upon going right. She is also the most skittish of my sheep. She will very rarely come up for an ear scratch. Dash's daughter is Sprint, and Sprint is the sweetest thing. Whenever I'm sitting out there with the sheep, she'll come over and lay her head on my knee and ask for me to scratch all the right places behind the ear. And when I'm working out in the yard, sowing seed or mending fence, she'll follow me around. Of course, sometimes when I'm sowing seed, she's more interested in eating the seed out of the bucket, but still, she is the sweetest thing. Unfortunately, her fleece is crap. It is the scratchiest, roughest fleece I have ever seen, and I may be able to get some rug yarn out of it, but it also may end up just filling some potholes in the driveway. Now, Dot, who was not supposed to be pregnant, had triplets last year, and my first response to it was, oh my, and since her name is really Dorothy, they, of course, became Lion, Tiger, and Bear. Tiger, unfortunately, didn't make it through the first day, but Lion and Bear are doing very well, and I guess one of the biggest surprises for me were that they were white, because Dot and all my other sheep are black. So now I have these 2 white lambs, and I'm looking forward to getting them sheared and seeing how their fleece is. The Great Pyrenees, who I mentioned, is Sadie. She is the newest addition to our family, and she is a mere puppy at about 60 pounds. She is almost 6 months old, and I am looking forward to getting her spayed, although I'm not looking forward to loading her into the van. When I first got her, she was 3 months and about 30 pounds, and I do see this trend on weight that I'm not sure I'm really happy with, because she seems to gain 10 pounds each month, and not quite 10 inches, but a good number of inches. She is, unfortunately, a puppy, and full of energy, full of puppiness, and the sheep don't quite know what to do with her. Although they are now no longer butting her, they tend to ignore her, and I do need to teach her some better sheep manners. But she loves her sheep, and she is very much attached to them. She is almost always with them, and unfortunately she wants to wash their faces and play fetch with them, which they don't quite understand, and hopefully at some point she'll settle down and everyone can live happy. So, that is my menagerie of animals, and I suppose you will notice that most of them are fiber animals. And yes, I do spin and collect the fleece, at least off the rabbits. The sheep I do have sheared, because I'm just not up to throwing around 200 pounds of sheep yet. Give me a few more years and maybe I'll figure that out.